What's up, everybody, and welcome to the show. I got Dr. Lee dialed in today for our update episode. Lee, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm well, Barry. How you doing, my man?
Oh man, doing so good. So good. So we're all excited to hear how your progress is been progressing. You know, as a quick update, you had that pretty significant injury that occurred. How long ago was it now? Is it a month and a half, 2 months?
It's about 2.5 months ago. It's going to be like the end of week 8 post-surgery is this Thursday.
That's crazy.
So yeah, I mean, time's been flying by, but it's been good. I mean, kind of slow to start like with recovery, but once it gets rolling, the ball really does roll.
Yeah. So last time, last time we were on together, you took us through in great detail your injury, kind of what happened. And if anybody who's listening to this hasn't heard that one, go back, check it out. It's a good one to kind of hear just your process that you went through and getting hurt and initially thinking it was relatively minor and then finding out it's pretty major, you know, and then you took us through kind of some of the corrective stuff. So, you know, bring us up to speed from the last time we talked to today. I know you've been working on a ton of stuff from a rehab and PT standpoint. So yeah, give us the update.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like the end of week 8 this week. So I wasn't really able to do too much like PT wise until like week 6. We talked about that last time. It was like,
yeah.
But I've had, I think 3 sessions. Yeah. 3 sessions.
Okay.
Since the last time, and basically just every time we've gone, I mean, they did a little bit of loosening up. It's predominantly like soft tissue work right now, just getting the muscles that are guarding that hadn't really moved much for like to just relax, just because they haven't done anything for like 2 months. But with just working on the rotator cuff, things like that, I mean, the labrum itself is probably only like 30% healed at this point, Doc was saying. So it's more about just not putting my arm in a position that'll stress like the capsule and or the labrum. So like I still can't do much like pushing type things like bench press or push-ups. But to like hold heavier things or like to do tricep extensions, rotator cuff, like internal external rotation, band work, that kind of stuff, pull downs, like lats, like started doing some of that. Last time I was in the PT office, it's just been honestly really big jumps every time I've gone into PT, and that's without me doing a crazy amount of work outside of the PT office, I assume just because we did so much before the surgery.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. So, you know, so basically to kind of summarize, you know, it's been kind of moving slow, and then it's been kind of picking up speed and making some bigger jumps now that you're actually getting in there and being able to do some more very targeted exercises and some very safe and specific movement patterns.
Yeah. And I can lift overhead now. Like last time I sent that video out, I could barely bring my arm like above my shoulder. Now I can pretty much reach to like the top of like the cupboard, grab like glass or something like that. And I can grab the glass and hold it and things like that. So really big jumps. Honestly, getting to the point where I probably just have to stress myself more and like lift more weights, to be honest.
Oh man, well, that's an exciting spot to be at when you're having to, you're able to start pushing yourself again. As painful, you know, as it can be to go slow, then when it comes time to like, all right, I need to push now. Now it's time to go for it. That can be, you know, that can be challenging too, obviously. And then like learning to listen to your body's signals so that you don't go too hard, you know, too fast. And, you know, talk to us a little bit about that. I mean, even for those of us who are dealing with, say, casual, you know, or a little less significant injury or, you know, soreness, maybe we pulled something, we tweaked something. How are you dialing into that commonly accepted, you know, listen to thine self, you know, like how are you dialing into what your body's telling you? And what tips do you have for any of us who are going through injuries to really, you know, pay attention to the body's signals?
Well, it gives you a lot of perspective about like how much you're able to do when you, as soon as something goes away, like your shoulder motion, like in my case, it really gives you a lot of perspective and like gratitude towards like what you've been able to accomplish. But like literally for the past month for me, it's essentially been move it as much as you can without causing like severe pain. So still listening to my body, like there still are like aches and pains, and like there's some positions like if I wake up and I'm laying on that side, it'll be sore for like maybe a couple hours, but it's just creating an environment that your body can be comfortable in what it's really good at. Like for me, like I did a lot of stuff below head, like underneath my shoulders when I was reaching, lifting, things like that before. And now that I guess my body's a little bit more confident with that, I can move on. So just kind of having a plan, creating different steps and like milestones for yourself, like short and long term. And then attaining those goals like on a daily basis, like reminding yourself where you're going for them, and also like committing to the process so that you know, like, if I just do this consistently, I'm going to be here. And that's kind of been, I wouldn't say like revolutionary, like obviously that's stuff that we do in the clinic, but like when you're in a position where you actually have to do it yourself, like I have been for the past 2 months, it's helps you gain a lot of perspective. I do a lot more journaling now, whether that's about physical ability or mental stuff or other things going on in life. It's kind of just like, I think of it as like quality control for your life, like when you journal that stuff. So, I mean, like I said, 2 weeks ago, I wasn't able to lift overhead. Now I can pretty much carry things overhead. I mean, I'm not trying to do that because that's a press still, but I can if I want to.
I like what you're saying there about gratitude and journaling. One of the things I wanted to get your perspective on, because you spoke to a little bit last time we chatted, you know, which is, you know, moving through that challenge and the emotional difficulty of realizing like, okay, I'm not going to be able to do my normal things. Like, I'm not going to be able to do my normal routines. I can't work in my normal capacity right now. It's a complete shift in terms of what my day to day looks like, you know. And you spoke to us about kind of getting yourself unstuck from kind of, you know, down and or being, you know, frustrated, negative, getting in a more positive place. So I was curious to hear how things have continued to progress in terms of that mental fortitude, that mental resilience, that kind of that mental game, because that's a huge part of recovery. That's a huge part of getting yourself moving forward, is mentally and emotionally staying engaged and finding a positive way forward. So you're talking about, you know, the journaling, gratitude. You know, talk to us a little bit more about what you've been kind of learning, insights you have around staying positive and staying mentally engaged.
Yeah, I mean, that 100%, you hit the nail on the head. It's more so, like I was saying, just kind of like checking in with yourself regularly and creating systems to do things. Like if I'm not, I've realized like a lot about myself in just like the past 2 months, like because of the journaling and just being able to like sit with myself and think. And there's certain things that like get me going, like that I have to do that like bring value to my life. And that would be like something like going out for a hike or like finding like a hot spring out in the middle of Mount Baker, like we were talking about before we got on the call. It's doing those things like for yourself and showing up for yourself. That's honestly, at this point, I think like my mental recovery is more important than like the physical recovery. Like, I think that's easy. Like the getting stronger part, it's more so about staying on track, getting focused in, and honestly, like coming out on the other side of the recovery, like in a better place overall, not just the shoulder.
And that, I mean, when you look at it like that, and you talked about this a little bit before, is, you know, life, and it's this, I guess, is that trite saying, you know, when life gives you lemons, you make some lemonade, you know. And it's like, it's the practical application of that is like, okay, you know, going through a challenging time, difficult time, you know, and you're working a process consistently to prepare your body and to get it back to doing what it's going to do. But now it's like you're also working a process to kind of develop yourself mentally, emotionally, spiritually, whatever, so that when you come out the other side, it's not just your shoulder that's stronger, but your whole being, you know, your whole personhood.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think we touched on it last time again, like about, I think a lot of injuries that I see or like we see in the world, there's a lot more to it than just like the physical aspect of it. And once you're in the middle of it, especially if you have an injury where it takes like you from taking time away from something that you really enjoy, it really gives you perspective on how to fix that for the long term.
Yeah. When you think about where, you know, where maybe now that you're going through this, where you see people go wrong on that process, you know, is there a common pitfall or a, you know, common stumbling block that now you kind of see from a different perspective that people get hung up on?
I mean, the hardest thing that I went through was I think more so just accepting the fact that like things have changed, right? Or that things are going to continue to change. And it's not necessarily like a bad thing, right? Like for me, it was like, I couldn't use my left arm for like 4 weeks. It just sat in a sling. And like, that was initially like I'm a very physical, like move around person. I talk with my hands. I do a lot with both hands. I'm not just a right hand dominant person. So that was initially like a real big shock to me, but, I don't know. It just kind of lends you like that perspective that like, even though things are different or that they're changing, they're not necessarily worse. And sometimes you gotta, I guess, maybe take a break from something so it can come back and be stronger.
I love that, man. I love that. You know, when you look at these upcoming weeks, you know, just give us a refresh on your timeline. What are things looking like? And I know that changes, that's variable. It's not set in stone, but you know, between say, you know, the next 4 weeks, 6 weeks, what are you looking at?
So like the cool thing right now, like at week eight, like you're pretty much like everything's set in stone, right? Like I think last time, again, talked about how I had fallen a couple times and I was really worried that I might have done damage. My PT is Brian Power over at MTI, right across the street from Swedish, right across the street from our old office. He's a good friend of mine, and he just kind of gave me the confidence to just feel like it. I mean, the doc wouldn't have like cleared you if like the structure was that unstable that you had like a minor hiccup and it like everything's back to square one. So it's just not having that fear, that hesitance to move, but also listening to your body. So at this point, I could pretty much do everything. I could start doing like pulling things. Like I'm assuming they're going to beat me up in PT this week because I've been asking them to. We do a lot of like blood flow restriction therapy, which is really interesting. It basically deprives the tissue of oxygen initially, which creates a mechanism for the tissue to hold on to more oxygen. But also once you take the cuff off, the blood pressure cuff, it flushes blood into the area, which can clear out lactic acid. And even though the workouts are awful and they feel terrible in the middle of it, because of the mechanism of what you're doing, that it clears all the lactic acid out, you don't get any soreness. And this, it's not something we have at our office, but it's something we've talked about, and just because it helps you build like all your connective tissues, helps with human growth hormone, growth factors, testosterone, all that stuff that helps you build tissue. It just amplifies it in your body. So right now we're just on a get in shape pretty much type of recovery. Like do as much as you can, lift the weights consistently and often. And honestly, I think I was just doing some chores earlier. I picked up like a 40-pound bag of something, didn't really think much about it. So it's at this point, things are ramping up quickly. And it's just about staying on top of it and allowing your body, I guess, to grow and to flourish.
I love it, man. I love that you're exploring some therapy too, that, you know, it's different than what we have available at the clinic, and kind of seeing firsthand some of the benefits from it. Any other, you know, interesting therapies that you've been trying or that you've implemented or that you're going to implement along the way? Because we just talk about often on the show, and you're pretty passionate about a number of different things like cold therapy and all that stuff. And, you know, different treatments, different therapies have a different, you know, place in your healing progression where they can come in and be utilized. Anything else that you've been utilizing that's been working like really well, or that, you know, that again, that you're a big believer in and now you believe even more?
Yeah. I mean, I'm a throw the sink type of treating person at it. Like if you've ever been treated by me, you know, I'm just going to do whatever is necessary to get the result. And, basically that's what I've been doing. I'm playing around with a lot of cryo, like cold stuff. I was out in the sound yesterday. The water was super cold, but the day was super warm, so you didn't really notice too much. I found that hot spring up in at Mount Baker. It's super, like, I guess, pungent. It smells like rotten eggs. There's a lot of sulfur. I felt amazing after that. Like, honestly, that's probably what the best I've felt since the whole journey started, was after that hot spring. So just playing with that stuff, not only the minerals that you're getting from those two sources, but the temperature and the effects that has on the tissue. Big believer in that, and it's natural and it's free to just go out into the water and find something. So you just got to take advantage of it.
I love that, man. Yeah, take advantage of the natural resources we have all around us to help your healing journey. Well, it's great to hear all the progress that you're making. I mean, clearly, you know, you've been making some great strides and are on a good track. So thank you for being on. Thanks for sharing us, you know, with your journey. Appreciate seeing some of the videos that you've been dropping. If you're not following us on Instagram or Facebook, Lee has been periodically sending over some short clips, just bring us along the journey, the healing process that he's been on. And man, keep us looped in on that. We cannot wait to get you back to the clinic. And of course, along the way, rooting for your healing, recovery, your journey, and love all these insights that you're able to share with us as you go, that we can use, you know, even when we're dealing with less significant or serious, you know, injuries, where we're maybe still able to, you know, get through our day to day and do some of our stuff. But, you know, these insights into kind of staying mentally strong, mentally resilient, you know, keeping that gratitude energy up, and then also looking at some of these alternative treatment stuff that can really help anybody at any point of the healing journey. It's really great information. And it's great insights. So thanks for sharing.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Awesome, my man. Well, we will have you on in the next number of weeks here as you get through your next series of developments and recovery, and look forward to keep the updates coming, keep that healing process going.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, hopefully, as long as things go to plan, I should be back into the clinic anywhere like 4 or 5 weeks from now. So
perfect. Well, hopefully the next time we have you on, it will be the return of Lee to the clinic show.
Yeah, if that's the case, that'll be phenomenal. I mean, it's a month away. That's the goal.
I love it, my man. Awesome. Well, we will talk soon. Thank you for being on the show, and keep getting better.
Awesome. Thanks, Barry.
Thanks, Lee.